got to think of a gift, and then you change your mind, and then you check the price, and then you check alternatives, and then you check delivery, and then you check if you're a bad person for not choosing something sentimental. Add to basket, remove a basket, stare at wall, forget why you've opened your laptop, finally buy it, forget you've bought it, find it in an airing cupboard in July. And you're exhausted before you've even started. Welcome to the Anxious ADHDer, a podcast of brains that don't always play by the rules. I'm Jess, your resident overthinker, and today we're talking about ADHD at Christmas, the season of joy, chaos, big feelings, loud shops, and the annual mystery of how wrapping paper literally becomes my sworn enemy. Every year I tell myself the same lie. This Christmas I will be organised. And December looks me dead in the eyes and says, you know, that's adorable, babe, you know, try again. I don't know why I believe myself every single time. I have decades of data that just I cannot be trusted with this level of optimism. And before I go any further, I just want to say, if you're already feeling behind, I mean, this episode was meant to come out like 10 days ago, but anyway, if you're already feeling behind, if you're already tired, and if December hasn't even really felt like it's properly started yet, even though we're halfway in, your brain feels like it's buffering, you're not failing early, you're responding normally to a month that is objectively a lot. God, I can't believe we're 15 days in. Crazy. But anyway, part one. Let's get into part one. How December starts and straight away you're like, no. December does not ease in. It doesn't gently arrive like calendar notification. It does not knock politely. December arrives like a unskippable advert at full volume. You blink and suddenly everyone's wearing jumpers. The shop spells like pine nuts and trauma, and Mariah Carey is legally allowed to broadcast from every service. Christmas takes every ADHD trait and turns the dial all the way up. Time, not happening. You genuinely think that you've got weeks, plenty of time, lots of runway. And then suddenly it's the 21st and you're panic buying a gift called relaxing shower set for someone who does not relax and does not shower at your chosen frequency. And you know it's a bad gift, right? You know it. But it's available for next day delivery and your brain has latched onto it like a life raft. Executive function? It's flourishing. You open your laptop to quickly buy presents. 1 hour later you have compared 17 versions of the same mug, read reviews like you're writing a dissertation, checked delivery times, obsessively eaten a snack, forgotten what you're doing, convinced yourself that I'll do it tomorrow. Spoiler, you're not going to do it tomorrow. And sensory overload? It's weapon grade. Shops feel like raves, that smell of cinnamon, lights flash like they're personally attacking you, music is loud, but also kind of echoey somehow, and jumpers are made of the scratchiest material known to man, Jesus. Sorry, Jesus. But yes, then the ADHD December spiral really kicks in. You sit down to wrap one present, singular, just one. You reach for the scissors, they're gone. Tape is somehow stuck to your elbow. You open a drawer and immediately fall into a side quest. Why do I own 8.5 rolls of used wrapping paper and none of them match? And 10 minutes later, you're like silently crying into some ribbon, humming jingle bells like you're being held hostage. This is when you realise, oh, this month, it's not messing around. So let's talk about why this happens, because there is a reason, and it's not just that you're bad at Christmas. Dopamine goes absolutely feral. December is novelty, anticipation, deadlines, pressure, emotion, all rolled into one. And your brain is like, amazing, terrifying, overwhelming, let's snap about it. Everything promises joy and everything feels urgent and everything feels like it might fix the feeling you can't quite name. So you chase it. One tiny Christmas treat won't hurt, right? Just one. Famous last words. And then suddenly you've got gifts for yourself, your friend, your neighbour, your neighbour's dog, and a novelty snowman mug you literally do not remember approving. You get your 4 minutes of joy and then comes confusion and then regret. You bought it for future you and you know what? Future you is like super confused and wants a refund. Christmas tasks are not one task. People say just buy a gift. What they really mean is one task. What your brain hears is 20. got to think of a gift, and then you change your mind, and then you check the price, and then you check alternatives, and then you check delivery, and then you check if you're a bad person for not choosing something sentimental, add a basket, remove a basket, stare at wall, forget why you've opened your laptop, finally buy it, forget you've bought it, find it in an airing cupboard in July, and you're exhausted before you've even started. So sensory stacking equals chaotic brain soup, right? Crowds. Bells, kids shouting, lights, smells, glitter, people asking you to try food texture that feels like sponges. Your nervous system is screaming. Be politely, but it's just not, it's not a happy bunny, really, or happy Santa or whatever. But yeah, it's not. And because it's December, there's no escape from it. It's everywhere, all the time. Christmas, it comes with nostalgia, right? Pressure, comparison, expectations, the feeling that you should be having the best time of your life. ADHD emotions already run at like 200%. And December takes that and turns it right up to 600. And then, you know, hands you a cheeky mince pie. Oh my God, I really feel like a mince pie. That's another thing. Honestly, I binge eat mince pies as well. I can't physically stop myself. I'm like, you know, that's, yeah. Anyway, let's not get into that. I'll have one later. So let's talk about the ADHD Christmas chaos that we really need to normalize. And yeah, so let's normalize the reality. And I'm not talking about the catalog version. It's the neurodivergent version. That was really hard to say. Believe it or not, that's like my third take. Wrapping gifts at 1 a.m. That's when your brain logs in, right? And the yearly, where did I hide my presents? Escape room that nobody asked for. Finding that tape stuck to your sock in like late March, buying gifts for people and somehow also yourself. Gotta treat myself, you know, accidentally, repeatedly, saying yes to every plan and then regretting every plan and then cancelling one plan, then panicking that everyone hates you. Cooking Christmas dinner while holding a potato and questioning your identity. Yeah. Well, I mean, that was me definitely during COVID time, right? Took me 8 hours. What? Yeah. So anyway, when you accidentally buy 3 identical gifts because each time genuinely feels like a fresh idea. Guys, if you're listening to this and thinking, oh, thank God, it's not just me. Good, that's the point. What actually helps though, and this is like the realistic edition, and this is not about fixing Christmas, right? It's about surviving it. So let's start with the December survival bag. Scissors, tape, tags, pen, receipts, batteries, all in one place. Guard them like it's the crown jewels. And this alone removes an incredible amount of friction. You've got to reduce decisions, right? Before December reduces you. Pick your wrapping paper, pick your tags, pick your budget. I'm saying this super, super late because legit, you know, we're already midway through December. But if you're like me and have wrapped absolutely no Christmas presents, yeah, please. Do this. Decision-making burns your energy more than wrapping will ever do. And Christmas zones, a wrapping zone, a gift zone, a return zone, a stuff I will lose immediately but need later zone. Name them. Honestly, your brain friggin' loves clarity. Sensory boundaries are not optional. Headphones in shops, low lights at home, no candles that smell like a forest, right? Rest when you need it, please. That is not a weakness. That, my darlings, is regulation. Got to use the music as a timer. So timers don't exist for ADHD brains, but songs do. One song to tidy. I don't know what I'm going to not sing that. That's actually really bad. But yeah, one song to tidy, 2 songs to rap, 3 songs, not rap. You can rap when playing rap. Oh my God. All right. Stop it, Jessica. Jesus. But yeah, anyway, 3 songs to question every life choice and take a break. And then let's not forget your job is actually not to deliver perfect, even though you kind of want to. Your job is people fed and feelings mostly intact and nothing being on fire. And you know what? That is a win. So nobody talks about the Christmas hangover, do they? Not the alcohol one. That was pretty intense. The emotional one. January arrives and suddenly there are no lights, no novelty, no structure, no excitement, just you and the bins. And this isn't failure. It's dopamine crashing after a month-long overstimulation marathon. Go gently, my darlings. Christmas is not a test of who has their life together. It's not performance review, and it's definitely not something you need to do the normal way. If your Christmas is messy, late, like this episode, which I've literally meant to post a week ago, but yeah, anyway, I was ill, but whatever. But yeah, if it is like that, if it's improvised, chaotic, or held together by vibes and sticky tape, congratulations. You are doing it right. And thanks for being here with me. I'll see you in the next one. Merry Christmas.